BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Got everything.
You're asking me?
No, I'm asking myself, Harrison.
Because I'm no good to you.
I'm off to work.
Copy the contract, yes. Tape measure, yes.
What do you need a tape measure for? You're signing a contract.
I want to measure the space they've allocated.
Measurements will be on the plans, won't they?
Well, only walls and doors and things. I want to check how much space the tables, where the counter goes.
You've done all those things, haven't you?
Well,
at least once.
Yeah, maybe I have, but I just want to make double sure. And anyway, I...
What?
No, nothing.
Anyway what?
It's lucky.
I'm sorry, lucky, what is?
The tape measure.
A lucky tape measure?
Well, I just want it with me, all right?
Oh, Fallon, sweetheart, all you need is yourself and the contract. You sign it, you move into the charging station and you set up. Then it's a roaring success. And you know why?
Because I had a lucky tape measure.
Because you are who you are. You have the experience, you have the talent. And they're desperate for you to be there, the main attraction, right?
Right.
So stop worrying.
Right.
Have you stopped?
Not really.
Oh, darling, I wish I could come with you.
You can't. You have to go and uphold the law.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm off then. Hey, tell me all about it when I get back.
Bye, Harrison. Take care.
Fallon, I haven't missed you.
No, but I'm just off to the charging station.
I just wanted a quick word.
I have to be there by 10,
You will be. Easily.
What's that?
What?
It's a big cardboard box under your arm. What's in it?
Well, just give me 5 minutes and I'll show you.
This is a melancholy business, Kirsty.
Has to be done, though.
But selling off the Longhorns, it's like selling off members of your own family.
Favourite members?
A bunch of favourite old aunts in their shaggy old coats.
I've loved having them as part of rewilding Ambridge.
Best plan it now, though. Rather than wait till the end and do it in a rush.
You're right, but it's a sad, sad thing to have to do.
Ah, this is what I like to see. Industry.
I can't remember saying come in.
I can't remember either. Does it matter?
What do you want, Justin?
I just thought I'd see what you were up to.
We're planning the sale of the Longhorns.
Oh, that does seem a shame.
You've got a nerve coming round here.
Round here? Rewilding Ambridge, you mean?
You know what I mean.
Yep, the majority of which is BL land, so more mine than yours, in fact.
What do you want?
Well, I'll just remind you to pay proper attention to the paperwork. It'll save us all no end of bother if the paperwork is in good order.
It'll save you a lot of bother, you mean?
Does it even occur to you that what you're doing is not only damaging for the planet...
Oh, of course, the planet.
Not only for the planet, but also for the people who are trying to make all this work. No, it doesn't, because the human factor doesn't come into it for you, does it?
I wouldn't say that.
I honestly think you're one of the most mean-spirited, flinty-hearted people I've ever had the misfortune to deal with.
You know, all I'm saying is you have to have order. Proper paperwork, properly set out, properly signed and countersigned. Just like this, which needs your immediate signature.
Immediate signature? You must be joking.
What is this?
No, I don't care what it is, Kirsty. I'm not jumping to his command.
Well, I should have looked at it before deciding whether to sign or not.
Just a minute.
Leave it, Kirsty. Don't give him the satisfaction.
This is... Is it?
It is.
What?
A contract for the lease of BL land at a peppercorn rent. The board are very pleased to renew.
What?
Just awaiting a couple of signatures. Yours.
What?
I'm here, my friends, my very good friends, to save the day.
Before you start, Emma, I just have to say I don't want to hear about George.
No, you won't.
I'm sorry. I know it's hard for you, but I can't face it.
I don't want to talk about it either, Fallon. We went to the prison yesterday and I just want to forget about it. Anyway, this is about you, no one else.
Well, I'm not sure I want too much of that either.
Well, like I said, it won't take long. I did come to your leave-in do on Tuesday.
Did you? I didn't see you.
No, well, you wouldn't have. I didn't stop. In fact, I didn't speak to anyone.
Oh, Emma, why not?
Couldn't look him in the eye. Can hardly look anyone in the eye. So Watched a while and then gave up and went home.
I wish I'd seen you.
Well, then this morning I woke up and I thought, I can't leave it like that. I have to see Fallon. Wish her all the good things for the future and give her something special.
And this is what's in the box?
Yeah. It's to say thank you for all that you did for me and for all the fun we had.
Oh, Emma.
I know there's been a few rocky moments, especially lately, but we did have fun too.
Yeah, we did.
I loved it. Being there with you and the tea room buzzing.
This is so sweet. Can I open it?
You have to open it. Oh. Hey, be careful though, it's precious.
Oh, really?
It's to bring you luck. Go on, open it, go on.
I can't think what... Oh! Oh, Emma!
Do you like it?
It's that blooming miniature tree!
From a grateful customer to me and Ed when we were starting our business. Now yours.
I can't take this.
You have to. You can't refuse a gift.
Emma, it's...
And as fully qualified tree surgeons, we will trim it for you for free.
I don't know what to say.
And as part of the gift, we got some special little ladders on order so we can reach the top.
You're just trying to palm it off on me.
I so am. What I said's true enough, though. I am grateful for what you've done for me. And I do. I wish you well.
Well, I'm just off to sign the contract, as it happens.
Oh, well timed, then.
Maybe it'll help. Part of me wishes I could walk away.
Why?
Don't know. It feels like such a big step. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We felt the same way about the tree surgery. Just felt so daunting. But honestly, Fallon, being your own boss, I love it.
Really?
Yeah. Wouldn't change a thing. And for you, you're right. It's a big step. But you can do it. No one better. It's just perfect. The perfect thing for you to do.
Cheers.
Cheers.
He actually said, I'm here to save the day.
He didn't say anything about this to me.
Oh, he was playing with us, Lillian. Pretending to do the old twirly moustaches landlord bit.
And you had a go at him.
Oh, like a fool. I completely fell for it.
Well, bless him.
That's what I said.
So he's, what? He has renewed the BL contract after all?
Renewed the contract?
At a slightly reduced rent.
And added another small parcel of BL land.
Can he do that?
He's confident he can.
Yeah, but on top of that, he's investing his own money in rewilding Ambridge.
Oh, is he?
For a guaranteed 5 years. Which means that we can secure Kirsty's job for that time at least.
Or yours.
Well, one or the other. To be decided.
The strangest thing about it, though, is the way he changed his mind. I thought he was completely giving up on rewilding. But now...
Now he's our biggest fan.
What brought this about?
Well, he was a bit cagey about that. Actually, I got the impression it was kind of personal. He was doing it for us.
Yeah, maybe. He did seem happy that we were happy.
Well, whatever it was, I'm grateful.
So, here's to Justin.
To Justin! And, you might spread the word, you two.
That we're still in business.
And that Justin Elliott has as warm a heart as anyone in Ambridge.
Oh, come on, come on. Will you do as you're told? Respond. Oh, Lillian.
I think I have a drink.
Why? What's the matter?
Does something have to be the matter before you can have a drink?
No, but something's up, isn't it?
I'm fed up, since you asked.
Well, that makes two of us. I've been trying to get into this website again.
What website?
Rewilding Ambridge. I could do it the day before yesterday. It even spoke to me. But now it's in a sulk and won't talk. Why are you fed up?
I saw Rex and Kirsty.
Oh.
Who were stunned and delighted by your generosity.
I meant to tell you about that.
There's no need to look so nervous, Justin. I thoroughly approve.
You do?
Of course I do, darling.
Well, it is quite a chunk of investment, and I probably should have at least mentioned it.
Well, I was nearly as delighted as they were.
Oh. Then what's the matter?
Well, the word's gone flying round the village. Rewilder's reprieved, and I thought you'd get the credit you so richly deserve. I thought there'd be a steady flow of gratitude and appreciation.
Oh, don't tell me I get no thanks for what I've done.
You really don't. Oh. The question on everyone's lips is not what prompted such generosity in Justin Elliott, but what's he up to?
What's he up to?
Well, the consensus seems to be that you've done something good, so there must be some ulterior motive. People are so cynical, darling.
They are indeed.
To jump straight to that conclusion.
Oh, disappointing.
You're not, are you?
Not what?
Up to something.
Now, all that I'm up to, Lillian, is what you see before you. A little financial backing for a cause I now see is important.
Yes, of course.
And I've done that not to enhance my reputation, but to help Kirsty and Rex.
Of course, and I think you're wonderful. I'm so relieved.
Relieved?
Yeah, I thought I might have to leave you, like I did last Christmas. But now you've seen the light, and I think you're wonderful.
Oh. Hey, oh, sorry I'm late, love. Did you get my message?
I didn't look.
What's happened?
Nothing.
Nothing? It's getting pretty dark in here.
Oh, I didn't notice. I'll put the lamp on.
Hello.
Oh, flowers. Thank you.
And a bottle of fizz. Have you not signed the contract?
No.
Why not? Because they said more or less it was yours for the asking. How can they back
it? It wasn't them, Harrison. It was me. I said I couldn't sign.
Why? I don't get it. What's going on?
It's all my fault. When I got there, they told me they were offering me another different space.
What?
Not the one I looked at last week, even. Another one.
They can't do that. Not again.
Well, they can. There's a clause in the contract. They can change the offer at any time. I knew it was there, but I just didn't think they'd keep flip-flopping.
Well, how different is it? What are they offering?
Oh, it's a corner space. It's not much smaller, but I measured up and I'd lose a chunk of counter space. So I said I needed to think about it, and that's what I've been doing. I'm not sure this is going to work, Harrison.
We can make it work.
No, because there's other things, like how much footfall we're going to get.
But it's bound to be popular.
Well, not to begin with, though. It could take months, maybe even a couple of years before it gets busy. But the other units were nearer the entrance. This latest one is really tucked away. And I haven't got the capital to absorb those losses.
We can. We can find a way.
No, Harrison, we have to be realistic.
Well, see, I think you might have to pull out.
Maybe.
And do what else?
I don't know. I've already turned down the Bridge Farm offer, so that's not an option.
When do you have to decide?
Not long. A few days. What am I going to do, Harrison? I don't know what to do.